Good day, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. So today I just really, really want to say how thankful I am to God, thankful for my life, thankful for him being, you know, the head of every situation, having everything in my life planned out and under control, you know, knowing that no matter what, no matter what I face, that God has a solution for that. So I want to share some really, really great testimonies with you. So firstly, my daughter's hamster. She's had a hamster for around about 7 months. Her name is Coco. And Lola was at school. And I was here. Harvey was home. He had a day off school. He had no lessons. So anyway, Harvey came in the front room and was like, "Mom, Mom, Mom, you need to go in my bedroom. I can't look. I can't look." And I was like, "Oh my God, what is it? What's happened?" And he was like, "Just go in my room. I can't look. I can't look." So I've gone in his room, and there was poor little Coco, deceased. On the floor, the cat had got hold of her, not physically damaged her, she had nothing on her, but she was, you know, she was passed away on the floor. So obviously Lola was at school and knew this was really going to break her heart. Lola's very, very sensitive to these kind of things. So I said to Harvey, "All right, I think we should go get her another hamster." And I mean, it wasn't going to replace the fact that she was going to be sad about her hamster, but I was kind of trying to soften it a bit for her by distracting her by distracting her with having a new one. So anyway, Lola got this hamster and she was upset about the other hamster for a couple of days, but she came, you know, she started to come round a bit once she was able to get her hamster out and play with it and stuff like that. So anyway, Lola's hamster was making little squeaking noises. Now, I just thought that hamsters are squeaky, so I didn't really think much of it because I don't really know too much about hamsters. And Harvey did say to me, like, that, you know, that can sometimes, like, signify, you know, a respiratory problem. But anyway, you know, the hamster was happy, she was playing, you know, she was coming out, she was eating fine, etc. So we continued as normal, and then all of a sudden, one day, so this was about 8 days after we had her. So she started being really frantic. She was frantically biting the bars, like, and I mean, not just biting it now and again because she wanted to escape. She was frantically biting the bars. She didn't want to be picked up when you got right. She was trying to escape. So we kind of thought, "Oh, what's going on with her?" So then we noticed that the squeaking was a lot more. It was a lot more regular. It was pretty much every time she was breathing, she was squeaking. She was also making little clicking noises as well when she breathed. So Lola was really worried about this because she was like, "Mom, like, it's not right. I can feel she feels swollen. She just doesn't feel right. I know there's something wrong with her. I can't lose her." And, you know, my heart for Lola, I just felt terrible because I felt the same. I thought, she can't lose her after already losing this one. Like, that would really, really, really upset her. So I rang, this was at night, this was quite late, this was about 10 o'clock. So I rang the vet, the number that was on the website from when we got her, and it said, like, "This is the number to call." So I rang that number and the lady said, "Right, okay, sounds like she needs to be seen. If you bring her to us, we can see her here. the cost is £150 for a consultation, then you pay for any medical fees on top. Now, at this point, I didn't have a car because my car is currently being fixed at the garage. So there was no possible way of me getting her there. But I did not let this worry me, did not let this faze me. I took it straight to God, and I didn't even ask God to provide me the money for this because I didn't feel it was necessary. I knew God was going to cover me in this situation. So I went to God and I said, God, look, Lola really loves this hamster. This hamster is almost, you know, something that was helping her heart heal from her other hamster dying. And I can't see Lola go through that again. So God, whatever is going on with Woody, that was his name, you show me the right thing to do. You cover him. You have this situation in your hands. You have it under control. And I know that he is going to be fine. So the next morning, I went back to Pets at Home where we got the hamster from. And I took the hamster down and I said, look, I've had this hamster now for 10 days. She's making squeaking noises, she's making clicking noises, you can see her ribs sucking in when she breathes. There's something not right with her. So they said she's definitely got a respiratory illness. They said I can hear fluid in her lungs, and if she doesn't get medically treated right now, she is most likely gonna die. And so she said, because we got the healthy pet promise, we will pay for the consultation, but you have to pay for any medical fees. Now, at this point, I've got my car being fixed in the garage. My husband's not working. We've got, you know, God supplying our food. So I'm at this point saying to God, okay, now you have to supply for this too. You have to supply the funds, the finances, whatever, for this hamster to get better. So they made us an appointment. We took the hamster up to the vets. They seen her. They said, yep, she's definitely got a little, they don't know what it was. I questioned about the fluid on the lungs. They said you wouldn't be able to hear fluid. You would hear raspiness, but raspiness doesn't necessarily mean fluid. It can also mean a chest infection or a cold, you know. So, but they said, regardless, she definitely needs medicine. So they said, I understand that you've had a conversation with Pets at Home and they're gonna cover all the costs. So I was like, wow, yes, yeah, that's correct. So they supplied us with the medicine, two lots. We took that home, started giving it to her. She, over the next 24 hours, she wasn't eating, she wasn't drinking, and we were thinking, you know, the thought crossed my mind that she was getting worse and that she might not make it. But I trusted God, and I trusted that God had this situation in his hands. So we continued with the medicine, continued to try and encourage her to eat. She just wanted to rest. She didn't want to come out, which is fine. But because hamsters are so small and all their little organs and stuff are so small, it's quite crucial if they don't eat or drink. It can be quite fatal to them. So I continued to thank God for the hamster. Thank God the hamster was recovered, healthy, eating, drinking. So the next day we continued with the medicine. And Lola seemed a bit down, but I stayed really hopeful. And I said to Lola, if she's not better by tomorrow, we'll take her back. But just remember, we've done everything we can. We've gave it to God, and that's all we can do. So lo and behold, the next day, we gave her some medicine. We woke her up to give her some medicine. It's at 11 o'clock at night. She's normally out by then. She normally comes out around 8 o'clock. So we've got her out, give her some medicine. Then she starts having a little sniff around, having a little play. Lola cleaned her bed out, made it all nice and clean and tidy for her. And there it was. She just started eating. And since that day, she's just got better and better and better. And now she's a healthy hamster. She's eating properly. She's playing. She's really great. So I'm so thankful to God for this situation, you know, that we didn't have to take the hamster back. We didn't have to, you know, let Lola go through the process of not just the hamster, you know, something happening to it, but you don't just want to go and swap it for something else. Lola bonded with this hamster. So praise God for that. That was absolutely amazing. You know, that what a real testimony. So my second testimony, which I'm going to share with you, is that my husband sat his theory test for driving on Monday. He's been preparing and really studying for this for the last month, you know, really working hard, studying all the questions and everything. So he went for his theory, but unfortunately failed by two questions, which two questions is nothing, you know, like I really said to him, you know, two questions is nothing. If you failed by like 10 or 15 questions, then I'd be disappointed. But the fact that you've only failed by two questions, yeah, it's annoying, but don't be discouraged, because next time you're going to pass with flying colours. So he said to me, I really want to just book it for straight away. Like, I want to get it done. You know, him waiting around, having to wait for a long time, that can be what sort of gets you out of the frame of mind. You know, like, he's really passionate about this right now. So I tried to book yesterday for him to do his theory again, and there was no availability until the 12th of April. And I thought, oh God, that's ages away. That's like, it's about 6 weeks away, you know, it's quite a long time. So I said to him, look, there's no availability until April, but don't worry, I've got this. I'm going to check tomorrow and see if any cancellations come up. So I really went to God last night and said, God, you know, he's tried so hard with this. He's really, really studied for this. And I know that this is really in his heart to do this. This is really going to benefit us as a family. It's going to benefit him. So please, God, here you go. Here's the situation. We need a retest, and we need it as soon as possible. And then I left it. So this morning I got up and I said, oh, okay, right, let's go on and have a look. See if they've had any cancellations come up. And there you go, 12 availability spaces for this Friday. So we've now got his theory test booked for Friday at 11:45, in which he is going to pass, and he's going to walk out of there with a certificate. And yet again, I'm just so, so thankful to God. And this really shows, you know, that God is with us in every situation. Just because these things, you know, to you or to someone else might seem so minor and so small, it doesn't mean that God isn't with us. Because God is there all the time, working in the background. Working in the background, planning out, you know, dealing with the situations so that we don't have to do it in our own strength. We rely on God because he is the source of everything. He is the one that has the true power to be able to do these things, to be able to deal with these situations. So anyway, guys, that was my two testimonies I wanted to share with you today. I hope you all have a great, great day. And I hope that this gave you some great encouragement. And God is really highlighting to me at the moment to just stay with him. Just be with him. Be with him in everything. And he makes our life so much more easy, so much more simple. So anyway, guys, take care. I love you all very much. God bless you.